From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Did you call it or did you call it?
Yeah, I called it, Mike. You get the good oil on the nation's most popular morning radio program, don't you?
Yes, you do.
So you're welcome, by the way.
No worries. So 50 it was.
50 it was. And so I suppose, seriously, in the words of the RBNZ, look, it is appropriate to tighten monetary policy at pace. So the kotuku has flown. What have we got now? What do you think we've got now? The TUI or something swooping in with the big moves? The key point here, Mike, though, is that market pricing is not what the economists thought. So the market pricing was building in a 50 basis point move. So in my view, that sort of basically handed the RBNZ a sort of get out of jail free card. You know, why not use that free pass, as they said in the minutes of the Monetary Policy Committee meeting, a stitch in time. You know, the RB knows that it needs to normalise the official cash rate. So to me, it made sense. I mean, the market was saying, look, we're expecting you to go 50, so why not go 50? And look, as expected, though, there were some sort of interesting pointers in the commentary. The committee remained comfortable with the outlook for the OCR as outlined in their February monetary policy statement. So that's referring to the end point, the terminal cash rate. So no change there. So they're still sort of talking 3.25, 3.5. The market's still thinking, or was thinking, that they might have to go a little bit higher than that. So that basically what the RB is doing is sort of front-loading the required lift. And in some respects, that's contributing to the perception that this was a dovish tightening. Market, though, is still now comfortable with the expectation of another 50 basis point tightening in May. No great revelation here that the central bank is worried about the current surge in inflation. And as Mike, we've been discussing the self-fulfilling nature of those elevated inflation expectations. Look, market reaction was interesting, Mike. Counterintuitively, wholesale rates actually went down. Now, there's two factors at play here. One is they're sticking to that lower end point than what the market thinks they're going to get to. But two, they're playing a strong hand. They're saying they're going to get on top of those inflationary expectations. The currency's quite a bit lower overnight. Now, over the medium term, that's kind of not helpful because it pushes your import prices higher, so you get that imported inflation. Mortgage rates, look, Mike, the thing is mortgage rates had already moved. So with people saying, oh, this is another 50 basis points on mortgage rates, so that's actually not the case because mortgage rates have already gone. But yep, we called it.
Indeed, and then we've got the thrill next week. Well, we had the food prices yesterday through the roof, and then we got the thrill next week of the CPI.
Yeah, consumer price inflation read next week, sevens, here we come. So you've sort of got to cool your jets a little bit here and say, right, it's all great, the RB's going to get on top of inflation, but we've still got to go through those painful inflation reads. One of the final pieces of data is that food price index that we got yesterday for March, and there's no good news there. And it's last I looked, this is not a cost you can avoid either. Last time I looked, we all need to eat. Food prices in March 22 were 7.6% higher than in March 21. Now that, Mike, is the largest increase since the year ended July 2011. So prices went up 7.9%, but you had a GST increase in there. Now, food prices are expected to add about 0.5 points of headline inflation. Now, some of this is sort of global forces. Global food prices have surged in the wake of the Russian invasion of the Ukraine, but it's not just that. You've got things like the minimum wage hike coming. That's going to add to the pressure in food price inflation. All categories went up. The old vegans aren't going to be happy either. Mike, fruit and veggies up 18%. Yeah. It's getting expensive to be healthy.
Ain't that the truth? What's gone? Speaking of healthy, what's happened to King Salmon?
Oh, look, I've mentioned a few times, Mike, about this big picture stuff. Big picture stuff looks good. Macro looks good, but at a micro level, there's evidence that it's not so good. New Zealand King Salmon, you see their products in the supermarket. They released their financial year 2022 results yesterday. Came in on expectation, 6.7 mil. That's not the story, though. The story is next year at Craters. Market thought they were going to make 16.8 million next year. They're guiding to a $15 to $19 million loss. Mm. They've been hit by a huge amount of things. Freight costs, supply chain, climate change, it's raising problems with their fish mortality. So they have doing a deeply discounted, massively discounted rights issue. Share price was at 86 cents. They're doing a rights issue at 15 cents per share to try and shore up their balance sheet. There is pain at the coal face,
Mike. It's a
very
good product, though. We have a lot of it at home. They've got a beautiful soy dressing product. Comes with the soy dressing on top of it, and you just stick it, grill it in the oven. Bob's your uncle. Look at me.
There you go, mate. You see, I don't do red meat, so I've got to, I eat a lot of salmon.
Because, yeah, exactly. You know, so got maybe, to get maybe protein. We should go for the rights. Maybe we should make a takeover bid. Let's talk about that over the weekend anyway. What are the numbers?
Here we go. Well, it's good overnight. It's all good because interest rates are down a little bit in the US and the tech sector's loving that. The Dow Jones is up 273 points, 0.8%, 34492. The S&P 500, 4433, up 37 points, 0.83. But the NASDAQ on fire, up 1.7%, 227 points, 13,599. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 4,7580. The Nikkei up 508, 1.9%, 26843. Shanghai Composite lost 27, 3186. 7479 was the close in the ASX 200, up 25. And then ZX 50 lost 14 points, 11,875. Kiwi dollar 0.6782. 0.9117 against the Aussie, 0.6237 euro, 0.5181 pounds, 85.17 Japanese yen. Gold a little bit higher, $1,979.15. And as is Brent crude, it's gone up about $4, $108.56.
You have a great Easter, mate. See you next week. JMOWealth.co.nz.